An important new service to help with mosquito control has been on show at the American Society of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene annual conference in Philadelphia. It's the Arthropod Control Product Test Centre, or ARCTEC, created by the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. ARCTEC has recently been researching why insect repellents sometimes do not work. In Philadelphia, Dr. James Logan gave me the details.
Everybody knows when you go on holiday you use a repellent, and one of the most common repellents and the most effective is one which contains an active ingredient called DEET. Now, when you use this repellent, it does actually work very, very well indeed, but what we find is that when you use it, a very small proportion of mosquitoes will bite you regardless of the fact that you have this repellent on. So they seem to be able to overcome it in some way, but it's always a very, very small proportion. Now, what we did was we did an experiment to find out whether mosquitoes could become resistant to repellents and whether we could breed that resistance into the population of mosquitoes.
So how did you do that?
So we gathered some volunteers to take part in this experiment, and we exposed the mosquitoes to these volunteers whilst wearing DEET, the repellent. And then we were able to select the mosquitoes that were either sensitive to DEET, i.e. those that were repelled, and those that were not repelled, they were insensitive to DEET. And we separated those as separate lines and then bred them through to create a line of mosquitoes that no longer responded to DEET.
Right, so it seems then that there's some kind of resistance evolving in the mosquitoes.
That's exactly right. And the incredible thing was that this happened very, very quickly. So after just one generation of selecting insensitive mosquitoes, the population shot from 10% of the population being insensitive up to about 50 or 60% just in one generation.
What actually happens to the mosquitoes to develop this?
So the hypothesis that we tested was that it was all to do with their sense of smell, because that's the most dominant sense that they use to find us. But we weren't sure whether mosquitoes could actually detect DEET by their olfactory system in the first place. So we did a series of experiments where we would connect microelectrodes to the antenna of the insect, which is its nose, and record the electrical activity of the receptors on the antenna, which would tell us whether they could detect DEET in the first place. And indeed, we found for the first time that Aedes aegypti mosquitoes could actually detect DEET. So that was the first thing. The second thing was we then looked at the response between our sensitive and our insensitive mosquitoes to see whether there was a difference there. And what we found was that the insensitive mosquitoes, those that no longer responded to DEET, had lost the ability to smell it. So that was the basis for insensitivity.
Well, that's all very fascinating, but of course the practicalities are that we all need insect repellents that work. So up to this point, what kind of practical conclusions have you reached?
The conclusion really is that we must use repellents. They're one of the best forms of personal protection against mosquitoes. So despite the fact that we've shown that you can have resistance to repellents, as travellers, it's very important that we use them. But it's also important that we understand how mosquitoes could become resistant if we are to use them. And then when we know the mechanism, we can then work out a way to overcome that before the mosquitoes get ahead of us and overcome the repellents.
Now, how do you draw the balance between using repellency to avoid being bitten and insecticides which actually kill the vectors of disease?
Well, interestingly, there's a remarkable crossover between insecticidal activity and repellent activity, because the majority of repellents that are available, for example, pyrethroids and DDT even, has quite a high repellent effect. And this is something we don't quite understand. So even although, you know, insecticides are very important because of the mortality that they cause and the knockdown that they cause, they also have this repellency effect. And this is something, just like the DEET story, that we don't understand enough about. So that's what we're going on to look at next, is these other chemicals that have these repellent activities that we don't understand enough about.
But one of the practical things that you can do from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine is to help people understand all of these factors and get their facts straight. You've got this organisation called ARCTEC. Could you tell me just a little bit about that?
Yeah, so ARCTEC is a new service that we're providing at the school. It stands for the Arthropod Control Product Test Centre. And what we do is we provide consultancy and evaluation of any new products that come from industry and even academic organisations. So we work with our clients to evaluate products through product development and right the way through to product registration. And one of the unique things that we have is we have state-of-the-art laboratories at the London School and access to valuable insect collections that we can use in our experiments to do the evaluations. But we also have unique access to field sites across the globe. And so every technology that comes through can be evaluated right the way through to product registration.
So what brief words of advice would you give to people all over the world who may be affected by arthropods spreading disease?
The advice to people who are in danger of being bitten by arthropods is try to not get bitten. And if you're traveling, take a repellent, use a bed net, and avoid dawn and dusk times, although you do get biters during the day as well.
Dr. James Logan of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, head of ArcTech, the Arthropod Control Product Test Centre. For Audio News, I'm Peter Goodwin.